Hi, Ada.
Hello?
Hi, Ada.
Yes,
this is
yes. I'm
John.
Sorry. I don't know what was going on with my phone.
It's okay. I actually thought you were, like, reluctant to provide the social.
No, I have it. No.
You do? Oh, you know what
no,
I can
it's
do?
Just my phone.
It
yeah,
is?
Because I've been dropping a couple times.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What I could do, I actually, you know, if it is the social, I can just use the last four for privacy reasons, because that should
yeah.
be enough, like using your name and then the last four of your social plus the date of birth. The medical,
yeah.
the doctor should be able to find your records. Can
yeah.
I get the last four of
your
yeah, social?
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with that. But, yeah, it's 8221.
8221?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And, Ada, again, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. This firm,
thank you so much.
I'm pretty certain you're going to meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, and the law firm is very good at helping people get compensated for damages. They have experience on these lawsuits, and they're very reputable, and they're a big national law firm. All right, let's see here. Okay, so I got the social. And the forms that you sign, copies will be sent to your email address. And I have M-A, you're basically the email address is Manning, your last name, the letter A, and then 316 at Gmail, is that right?
Yes, gmail.com, yes.
Okay, perfect, okay. And then this phone number I'm calling you, obviously it belongs to you. It's your number, 586-823-95.
Yes.
And this is a smartphone?
Yes.
Okay, and then after we're done, the law firm does want to quickly verify that it's okay for them to take your to submit the request for medical records and confirm that you were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer. That's called a case verification call. So
yeah.
it might seem like we're done after we do the interview and do the signing of the forms, but there is that
yeah.
one last step, the case verification call. What's the best
okay.
time that you can be reached? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
It would be morning and afternoon.
Morning? Okay, great. And then what is your address, please?
14151 Seymour Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48205.
I'm so sorry. I barely heard that. It's 1415?
One, yes.
Okay. And what street?
14151
Seymour, 14.
S-E-Y-M-O-U-R.
S-T-Y?
No, S-E-Y-M-O-U-R.
Oh, got it. Seymour, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And that's in Detroit, Michigan?
Yes.
Zip code 48205?
Yes.
Okay. And then is that a house?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no unit number or apartment number?
No.
And Ada, do you happen to have any medical records to confirm your diagnosis, or do you know if
they're all at the hospital.
They're at the hospital. Okay, they're there. Okay, good. All right. And so that the firm can get those. The law.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You were breaking up.
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm having problems on my phone. Okay. The law firm requests an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they can't reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, I don't have an emergency contact.
Okay. Nobody you can think of that can serve as an emergency
contact?
I can just
give you one fucking month.
I'm sorry?
Brandy Gabriel.
Brandy Gabriel? Is this a, does mm-hmm. she live with you?
No, just a friend.
Just a friend. Brandy Gabriel. Is that B-R-A-N-D-Y?
Randy. Randy
oh, Randy.
Randy, yeah.
Okay. Is that G-A-B-R-I-E-L?
Yes, Gabriel, yes.
Okay. And, thank you. And his phone number?
586? Yeah, 586-615.
Okay.
3478.
3478. Okay, and this is your friend?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Ada, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. The last steps are to sign the legal agreement between you and the law firm that allows for representation, and then the request for medical records, that form. The law firm will take, if they'll let us know if they agree to take your case once they you and and the law firm speak and complete the case verification call. If they agree to take the case, you don't pay anything up front. They're only paid if they're successful in getting you compensation for damages. If they're if they're unsuccessful, you don't owe them anything. Okay.
Okay.
So let me go through this. You were advised the call was recorded. You'd like to see if you meet the criteria. You do not have an attorney. You're willing to affirm that is the truth. You have used a hair relaxer product within the last 20 years. Unfortunately, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that's why we're on the phone, to help you file a claim for damages. You were diagnosed with cancer August 8th, 2023, at the age of 46. The diagnosing doctor's name is Thomas E. Buchers, MD, and that's at Henry Ford Hospital. Got the address from the internet and the phone number. You were not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, and you didn't live there when you were diagnosed. You did use hair relaxer more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer. On average, you use it about six times per year, like every other month. You're a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is March 16th, 1977. You've never had breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You were 31 when you first started using a hair treatment product, and that was in Michigan where you live. The approximate date we used for the hair relaxer start date would have been August 1st, 2008, and we stopped August 4th, 2023. You used these products on a monthly basis. You used it for at least 15 consecutive years. You used it mostly at home. You currently don't use a hair relaxer product. You don't have any receipts or empty bottles. The product you most often use was Soft and Beautiful, and your cancer diagnosis did occur more than 2 years after your first exposure, and that's after using the product for at least regularly for at least 1 year. The doctor that treated your cancer is also the same doctor that diagnosed you, Dr. Buchers.
Mm-hmm.
And ovarian cancer is an injury, female. We've confirmed the spelling of your first and last name. We've confirmed the last four of your social, your email, your phone number, your residence. And everything looks good. We got the emergency contact. All right, I'm going to send you a text message. You should be getting it any moment now, and that'll have the link to the forms. Have you ever done DocuSign before?
No, I don't. No, I didn't.
Okay. Oh, it's your first time ever electronically signing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's going to happen
is
I'll send
it through the email.
Well, I'm actually going to send it to your cell phone through a text message, or I'm actually going to send it both to your email and your phone. Which is easier, to sign through your email or sign through your cell phone?
My email.
It is? Okay. Can you look at your email and talk to me at the same time?
I'm pretty sure I can.
Okay, good. Great. That way I can walk you through it. Okay. So.
But my phone. My phone is about to die.
Is it? Can you plug it into a charger?
Yes, 1 second.
Okay. Because we're almost done. The last step is just the signing.
I know. We can just go ahead. It should be okay.
Okay,
because I don't have my charger with me.
Oh, you don't? Okay. So I get the text. The emails should be ready for you.
Okay.
And then once we're done signing, we're done.
Okay. It says review document by John Mayer.
Yes, correct. That's me.
Okay.
And then you'll agree to SMS messages or agree to electronic records and signatures. And then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start, then continue, and then finish. And when you hit finish, let me know, because that'll be the cue for me to do one last step here on my end. Do you have any plans this weekend?
No, just resting this one. I had a weekend, so I'm gonna rest this.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. The HIPAA client authorization, we have that. Am I answering any of these? This is the please check type of information.
No, they've already been completed. You just have to just fill in the signatures and initials.
Oh, okay. Where it says at the end, signature. Okay.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I think I'm done.
Okay. When you hit the yellow finish button, it'll give you a confirmation you're done.
Okay. No, I'm not at no finish button yet. Let me see.
Not yet? Okay.
Okay. I'm at a finish button.
You at the finish? Okay.
Yeah, push it.
All right.
And it says start sending and signing today.
Okay, so you've got copies of the forms you signed on your email. And I don't know if you noticed, but I just sent you a text message with my name and contact information. So you have record now you have a record of who actually helped you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit. Now, I thank you, Ada, for letting me help you get signed up.
And I thank you for having me.
Yes, and I know these were unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together, but I want to assure you that you're going to be, if the law firm agrees to take your case, you're going to be in good hands. They're a very reputable, experienced firm. So be on the lookout for their call in the next 24 to 48 hours, and we're all set.
Okay.
So
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So I'm done. I don't have to do anything where it said this last thing, where it said start sending and signing today, get started and all that.
No,
okay.
you've already done the signing? Yeah. You just got copies.
Okay.
Be on the lookout for the call from the law firm. That should be within the – so since it's Friday today, probably it would be Monday or Tuesday. Tuesday at the latest.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Ada.
Okay,
I'm sorry
to hear
about –
thank you so much. You have a good day now.
Yeah, same to you.
And a good weekend to you, too.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay,
you take care.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
You too. Bye.